ever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. Years ago, there was a man who had a business as a carpet cleaner. He would take his truck and his cleaning equipment to a person's house and clean the carpet. He would get to a lady's house and he would see that she had a pet in the house, a cat or a dog, and he had a special dark light that he would use, and it would make the urine spot shine. People could see them clearly. They couldn't see them with the naked eye, but with the dark light they could. They would shine. At times, people would say that they only wanted to clean the carpet in one room, but there were other rooms that had carpet in them. He would tell the people about the dark light and ask them if he could take them into the other rooms and shine the light. Normally, the people would say yes. They would go into a room and he would pull the blinds down and turn the lights out and then shine the dark light on the carpet. When he did that, normally many spots would shine in the carpet where the cat or dog had urinated. The people living in the house had gotten accustomed to the smell and didn't notice it because they were so used to it. But when the dark light showed all the places of urine, the people would say, "Clean it, clean it, clean all the carpets." They didn't realize the true condition of the house until the black light allowed them to see all the urine spots. My friend, how about us? Have we let the light of the Word of God shine on the spots of sin in our lives? Have we let the Word of God highlight all the spots of sin in our lives? Or have we just become so used to our sin, so accustomed to it, that it doesn't bother us? What does the light of the Word of God show in our lives? What does it say about the carpet of our hearts? In Titus 3:3, it says, "For we also once were foolish and disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another." It doesn't paint a pretty picture, does it? It shows foolishness and disobedience, different types of lust and pleasures, malice, envy, hate, and lies. You may say, "Well, I'm not like that." You are included, my friend. It says we, and we means you and me. We are in the list, and in the bottom of our hearts, we know it is so. Yes, we are in the list. We can't deny what the Lord says. His word is truth, and we are included in this awful list. Have you ever held a grudge? Have you always freely forgiven those who have offended you? Have you always done to others as you would have them to do to you? We know the answers to these questions. Yes, we are guilty. Romans 3:9 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have sinned, we have fallen short, we are full of guilt. Years ago, we lived in Spain. We lived in a little house out in the country. We had a big dog that weighed 45 kilos. My wife adopted a neighbor's dog that weighed 25 kilos. Often I would stop at a meat store and would get some bones for the dogs. I remember one day that I had eight or nine large cow bones to give to the dogs. I took the big dog to a place in the yard and gave him 6 bones. I took the other dog about 20 meters away to another spot and gave him 3 bones. I walked toward the house with my back turned on the dogs. As I walked up the stairs to go into the house, I looked at the dogs, expecting each one to be enjoying his bones. When I look back, I saw the big dog going and getting the bones the little dog had until he had taken them all and put them with his bones, and the little dog didn't have any. It made me think of me and us. There's a lot of that attitude in us. It's called envy. Envy. Years ago, my sister lived a long way from where I lived, and I didn't see her very often. She had a 3-year-old boy that I hadn't seen in a long time. I was visiting her, and in the living room, my nephew had 8 or so toys on the floor. There was a ball or two, a toy truck and car, a toy tractor, and some other toys. I picked up one of his toys, and when he saw that I had it in my hand, he came running to get it from me. I gave it to him and went to another side of the room and picked up another toy. When he saw that I had it, he came running to take it from me. I gave it to him. I then went to pick up a toy that he hadn't been playing with, and when he saw it, he came running to get it also. This continued on. What do we see in him? We see selfishness and self-centeredness. We see an unwillingness to share with others. My sister didn't teach him that. You see, man is a selfish being. Envy comes naturally for him, and sharing does not. He was born with it. Psalm 51:5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." My friend, you and I are the same way. We also were brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. We are sinners. We desperately need forgiveness. The carpet of our hearts shines with sin. The bright light of the Word of God shows us how deeply guilty we are. The most urgent thing you need today, my friend, is forgiveness. You may need many things today, but the greatest of them all is forgiveness. Have you been forgiven? How can a holy God forgive sinners like you and me and not sacrifice His justice and His righteousness? The only way is the cross of Jesus. There is a wonderful verse in Psalm 85:10. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. How can mercy and justice meet together? At the cross, God was manifesting His justice in condemning and judging our sin. He was also manifesting His love and mercy in not judging us for our sin, but in judging His Son in our place. His mercy and His judgment met together that day and kissed. God was just in not passing over our sin, but in condemning it and judging it. But God was also merciful in that He did not send me to the cross, but His Son who took my place. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. What a wonderful truth. Mercy and truth have met together. Grim justice and peace have kissed. Justice and peace have kissed. What a wonderful thought. That happened at the cross. Justice was there and my sin was punished. Mercy was there. The guilty one was not punished, but the innocent one was punished in place of the guilty one. Jesus was there in my place. What a wonderful love, the love of God. My friend, today, do you see your need of the mercy of God? You and I are guilty thousands of times over and over, and we desperately need mercy. We deeply need mercy. Have you cried out to God for mercy? Do you see the depth of your guilt before God? Have you asked Him for forgiveness? Have you renounced your rebellion and turned back to God? Please don't wait, my friend. Tomorrow may be too late. Ask Him today for mercy. Call out to Him today. Turn from your own way to Him today. Confess your sins today to Him and thank Him for sending His Son to the cross for you. Trust the Lord Jesus Christ today as your Savior and Lord, and live the rest of your life in thankful service for His great love for you. Go and glorify and honor Him today in doing His will. What a wonderful thought. Mercy and justice, mercy and truth have met. Mercy for me, justice for the Lord Jesus Christ. Pardon for me, punishment for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was innocent, and I was the guilty one. The guilty one did not receive the punishment. The innocent one received the punishment. Love and justice, the love of God in sending His Son to a cross for me, to take my place, to receive my punishment, to be judged for my sin in my place. Justice for Him, mercy for me. My friend, do you see today, do you understand today the great love of God? What a wonderful verse, what a wonderful thought. Mercy and truth have kissed. Mercy and truth have kissed. Oh, my friend, it can be true for you today. You can receive His mercy today. You can receive His forgiveness today. You can receive eternal life today. You can bow the knee and you can confess to Him today your sin. You can tell Him that you are turning from your sin and from your own way to Him. You can thank Him for the blood of Jesus that cleanses from all sin. You can give Him your heart and life and receive Him today as your Lord and as your Savior. Oh, my friend, don't delay. Tomorrow may never come. Today may be our last day upon the face of this earth. Come to Him today. Call upon Him today. Give your heart and life to Him today. Confess your sins to Him today. And then go and live your life in thankfulness for your forgiveness and for eternal life. Because God, in His great mercy and His wonderful love, sent His Son to a cross for you and for me. And there He took our wrath, there He took our punishment, and there mercy and truth have met. Oh, what a wonderful thought. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Lord that He would love us in this way, that He would love us so much that He would not withhold even His only Son, but send Him to a cross for you and for me. My time is gone. Thank you today for having listened and having tuned into the Living Waters broadcast. Until next week.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.